This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you want to follow us along on the TV side, we are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 20th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame. Joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Just trying to work my way through the week 7 hellscape that is fantasy football and the bye weeks.
Mm. I haven't even, awful. You can relate. I haven't even checked my result from last week.
I mean, what do you, you're just not a serious fantasy player.
Well, it can't change. If I won, I can't change it.
I know, but you don't care enough to check it. That's what it is.
That's shocking.
Got Jason Bishop here.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I was thinking, it is an old DC United. How long have you had that?
I like it. I like your rocking.
I grabbed something out of the closet.
I like that it still has the VW logo, like two or three sponsors ago. I like it.
Yeah.
That is old school.
I like it. I don't hate it.
I should put it on Facebook Marketplace. Might be able to get $15 for it.
Well, it wouldn't be... would not be the worst thing that's ever been on Facebook Marketplace. I see what people put on that, like in... My neighborhood has a version of that that my wife looks at every once in a while, and people like they're trying to sell old skillets that I wouldn't cook one egg on ever for like $4.
That was probably my wife.
They're trying to sell old Tommy Horsey bubble TVs for $50.
Who is on like Facebook?
Just people, grasper people that live in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
That are trying to make a few extra bucks.
So it's a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's like
email group.
I believe it's called. I've never bought anything. I believe it's called the Only Brookville Exchange.
Okay,
where the people just put their trash,
their garbage,
up, and they expect people to buy it.
Well, you'll be
and
surprised.
I can't believe some of the stuff people put on there.
People buy it.
I guess so.
They buy garbage.
I guess that's why they list the products.
Yeah,
got the boys behind the class. Matt Valdez, drab T-shirt. What's up, fellas?
Morning, guys.
Yeah.
Is this a big day for Drab? Is this your twins' birthday?
My girls are 1 year old today.
Ah.
It's a huge day.
Congratulations.
I thought you were going to talk about the Wizards tip-off with all the Gonzaga players.
That's also a big day. Yeah. We're doing a Facebook Live at 6:30.
Yes, correct.
Today. So follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thejunks. That's brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. We'll do our season preview.
I haven't even thought about that.
At 6:30.
There's some tension behind the glass about that.
There is.
Why is that?
Please explain.
Because Drab guilted me into being there for it. But I'm missing.
You're always there. Do you have something going on?
I'm missing my softball playoffs that start at 6:30 because Drab is guilting me into being there for Facebook Live.
No. Actually, Eric, you're wrong. Valdez is never there. He's got about a 50% attendance in these PenFed things.
Yeah.
Now
it's probably better than me.
He hasn't been told by CK to be at them, so it doesn't really matter. But no, he could play in a softball game.
Yeah, I don't think you should miss your softball.
He's changing his tone.
No. He's moving the goalposts now.
Yeah,
he's
always. Trust me, he laid this guilt trip on me, going, "How many of you missed? You only have three more."
Right. And he probably brought how many vacation days you're taking, that whole bit.
Right.
Where do you bat in the lineup, Valdez?
As low as possible. Remember, I did strike out.
I would definitely
I would have thought you were a cleanup hitter.
You definitely have to go to the playoff game. They need you. They need the number eight hitter.
He's played in one game this season.
They need your stick.
No, I've played in four games. What? I can't do the nine.
I don't know what to believe out of that room. He says he played in one. It's four.
Yeah, I mean,
he says he misses all of them. He says he's only missed about two. I mean, what do you believe?
The good thing is all those Penn Feds are up on Facebook. You can go see Valdez in about half.
Yes, you can.
It's all right. We'll have a good time at 6:30 getting ready for the Wizards opener.
I'm coming back from a cross country event. I should be there plenty of times.
You can just do it on your phone while you're driving.
I want you to break down the Raptors for us position by position.
I just know Yuta Watanabe, Sam Decker, and who was the other? Ike Bonga.
I know the back end of the roster.
Siakam's there. I know Lowry's not there anymore.
Siakam's banged up. Boucher's banged up. They're going to be.
Oh, so they're
rolling out like a MASH unit against the Wiz.
Let me see what that number is.
Well, let's just hope that the Wizards have players who want to play for him, because I was telling you guys about the Ben Simmons situation.
Yeah.
He showed up to practice yesterday for the 76ers, and he wants to be traded. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of offseason talk that they were trying to move him.
Let's just hope because he was a basket case. Live.
He was a basket case in the NBA playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, everybody points out that one play where he could have had a layup, and he threw it out to the three-point line because most people thought he was afraid to get to the free throw line, and he just wasn't taking shots in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this. Maybe it's standard. He showed up to his practice with long gray sweatpants and a cell phone in his pocket, and that's how he started practice. And then
I saw
Doc Rivers put them in drills.
He wants out.
He's being passive-aggressive.
Yeah. He refused to do the drills, so Doc Rivers kicked him out.
I refused to do the defensive drills.
Right.
He was floating around in some of the offensive drills.
The day before, they had, and this is not that big of a deal, but they had the end of practice huddle. And guys don't all put their hands in like kids and everybody's hands touch. Understand that. And there was about 20 guys, I guess, because it's the preseason roster. But he was way on the outside of the huddle, back to the huddle when the coaches are saying things.
He's done with that
organization. He hates everybody there. He's only there probably to not get fined.
Yeah.
And he's forcing his way out, and ultimately he will be successful.
Correct. Correct.
He will.
Yeah, that's the sad part of it.
Like one other team's going to be like, yeah, I can't wait to bring that guy into my building.
Well, no.
This is a great guy.
Well, it's so bad.
It's true.
I think some teams will, because some teams know how bad he wants out of Philly.
Yes,
and
right.
they probably just think he'll change once he's in a happier set.
Yeah, he probably won't.
It's so bad.
You're probably right. I mean, but they control him.
Yeah.
It's so bad that he's actually mentioned, or his people have mentioned, he wouldn't mind going to Sacramento. I don't know that that's ever happened in the history of the NBA. Somebody wants to go to Sacramento.
To be there back in the day. When they had it rolling.
Vladdy Dotti and Weber and Stojakovic.
And my man Walt Williams out there.
How many years ago was that? 25 years
John
ago?
John Barry? Yeah, but still, I mean, just saying, there was a time there where Sacramento had it rolling.
It had
a little blip.
I still don't know if it was a destination.
Yeah. No, but I think teams wanted. I think a few guys. It wasn't a destination. I mean, it's freaking Sacramento.
They were a good team, and they had White Chocolate.
Yeah,
and then that became Mike Bibby.
People wanted to play for
Mike Bibby.
He wants to go play with De'Aaron Fox now. That's what he wants to do.
Dude, just wants to get out of there.
Yes, he does.
If it wasn't for salary cap, though, I said this last year, though.
I know you want
get him on the cheap.
I mean, do you really want that guy?
No,
you can't get him on the cheap.
When he plays,
he makes $33 million.
That's the problem.
You can't get him on the cheap.
But when he plays, he's still one of the better players in the NBA.
If his head's in it, yeah.
You know what?
If his heart's in it, the Wiz
can be mediocre without him. That's my stance.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see what happens.
What's the season win total number on the Wiz? Like 40 or 41?
No way.
I think it's high. I think it's in the 30s. Yeah.
40?
I thought I heard 33.
I was grasping.
But I think I would take over.
Let me look
take the over.
I don't know.
And I'm not going to get too invested in it. I'll watch a few games. I'm pretty much out.
I'll watch a little bit tonight.
I'll watch a few games.
I get sized.
Although the Red Sox play at 5.
Nice.
So thank God. I got up at 3:30 today.
Oh, and then you got to watch a heartbreaker.
And I watched until
Altuve goes yard.
No, he tied it. So I watched until they scored and made it 3-2 in the ninth. These managers, I don't understand. And it's all across Major League Baseball.
Manager? Would you be sized?
Well, I would let my starting pitcher go more than 5 innings when he's only thrown 65 pitches.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it. They have it in their
brains. In the playoffs, everyone gets weird.
They've got to go 5 innings is max.
Yeah. Everyone gets weird.
They're programmed to take their starters out after five innings.
Yeah, I mean, when you
remember back in the day when we were watching, you know, I don't know, Clemens and Randy Johnson, all these guys, and Schilling,
go 7-8 innings, sure.
Easy. Yeah, in the playoffs, they wouldn't let anybody take them out of games. Well, yeah. Now these guys get pulled after five, and there's 900 pitching changes from the sixth inning to the ninth inning.
Or there's bullpenning. Didn't the Dodgers use Dodgers nine pitchers?
The Dodgers did that in game one.
I thought they did it again yesterday. Let me check.
No, they did. They used nine pitchers.
Hold on.
But Walker Buehler started.
Gotcha. In game one, the Dodgers started with their bullpen guys?
Yes.
Which guy started?
Knable, I think.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and look.
What game did Max start? He went game two. That's the one I watched.
If baseball cakes were a manager, I would delegate everything. I would tell the players, don't even come to me. I'm the CEO. I'm just overseeing everything. You go to your pitching coach, or you go to your hitting coach if you have issues, or you go to your strength coach. I'm just the overseer.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm the overlord, and I'm telling all the other dogs what to do. And then when they come to fire me, it's fine. I'll take the bullet. But I'm just delegating all the
responsibility. Hey, what does Coach Cakes do with Ben Simmons? Like, he shows up today. So the reports were, you know, he leaves practice, and then I saw, I guess this is irrelevant, but he gets kicked out of practice.
Yeah. Well, they suspended him for the game. Was it last night or tonight?
I think it would be tonight.
Their opener, yeah.
So but he went straight to the strip club.
Yeah. What would I do if I were coaching
him? You could do about that.
I'd probably make him run laps until he passed out, and I would fine him, and I would put him at the end. I would nail him to the bench.
If he gets suspended for games, doesn't he get docked pay for that particular day?
I'm sure he does, yeah.
He's already lost $1.7 million.
Keep suspending him.
And that doesn't include what he's been fined in the offseason for missing stuff.
Yeah.
But to start, can you imagine? So I was thinking, how much money has the guy made? He's only missed a few practices and one game, and he's lost $1.7 million?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. How much is the guy making?
$33 million.
$33 million, I think. Oh, my God.
$33 million.
That's unbelievable.
He's got to show up for like five games all season, and he's okay.
Valdez, I thought of you yesterday. I wonder, if you go to Maryland Bats, go to Terrapin Hoops on Twitter, a great tweet yesterday, right? Good luck to their guys in the league.
Yeah.
And I actually struggled naming all the guys because I'm getting old.
I saw the same picture. I was like, okay. Jake Layman.
No, let Valdez. I'm sure Valdez can name all the guys. But I already forgot what Jalen looked like.
There's Sticks. There's Herder, Layman. Let's see. Who else is that?
You see that next to Herder? You recognize?
Is he current wizard or former wizard?
Alex Len's still there, right?
Yeah. Alex Len.
Yeah, but who's on the other side of Herder? Doesn't look like him.
Who is that?
It's Aaron Wiggins.
Wiggins?
What do you mean it doesn't look like him? It looks just like Aaron Wiggins because it's Aaron Wiggins.
And to me, Bruno Fernando doesn't look like Bruno Fernando.
No, Bruno and Wiggins don't look like...
Like you remember. Like
I didn't know Bruno was on the Celtics.
Exactly. I looked at that last night, and I was like, oh my God, that's an awesome recruiting thing for Maryland.
Who's Aaron Wiggins with?
The Thunder.
He made the Thunder?
I don't know if he's on a two-way or if he's, I don't know. But
well, they have 15-man rosters now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can have more guys kind of end of the bench.
He's one of the few Thunder players I didn't draft in Drab's NBA salary cap league. I literally have like four players from that team, and they're all nubs.
So here's Simmons' contract real quick. He makes 33 this year, 35 next year, 38 in 24, and 41 in 25.
It's unbelievable.
I mean.
And you obviously shoot better. I think I shoot better than
him. Oh, everybody does. But I tell you what, man. You're rolling the dice if you take that contract.
Yeah, you certainly are. Good luck to all of you that do that.
With his mentality, I mean, he is nuts. But maybe he's just doing everything he can to force a trade. And maybe it's what he's doing. Maybe it'll happen in the next couple weeks.
Didn't it work for James Harden?
Yeah, but James Harden wasn't this bad.
No, he'll force a trade. He wasn't this bad.
It's untenable. James Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many teams are going to want him. I'm sure there is.
Just needs one.
Well, teams want Ben Simmons. They just don't want to give up what the Sixers are asking.
Yeah, eventually, though, that works its way out. Right. You know,
if it gets to the point where you just can't have him in the city,
Where's John Wall? Did he work his way out? Or is he still in Houston?
No, I saw a rumor,
I saw a rumor
that Miami might be interested.
Really?
You know, who knows? There's a lot of NBA rumors.
A lot, so maybe they know. Is he healthy?
Yeah, he's healthy, but they're refusing to play him.
Yeah. They know
weird.
He wants out.
The league is so weird.
The rumors are that he's going to wind up in Miami via a buyout.
Yeah. So weird.
All somebody right. Can somebody buy out this show? No, we love a buyout. A big, massive, just float a figure our way.
Buy us out.
All right.
We'll put all the money
we're
in Bitcoin.
We're very buyable.
Case.
We're so buyable.
Buy us out.
All right. Got to take a break if you want to chime in. On the Gambit DC listener lines, bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. A little bit later in the show, Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post will join us as we talk about the Washington football team. Sam Monson will join us as well as we talk some hoops here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106 on the Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Need to thank one of our best and most loyal sponsors, PenFed Credit Union. We already mentioned we're doing a Facebook Live tonight at 6:30. We hope you can join us. Facebook.com/thejunks. That's brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. But they sent us some fancy boxes, and within the boxes, Halloween candy. You can't go wrong with Halloween candy.
I mean, mine is Valdez is going to be so sized. Mine is stuffed with what appears to be at least 10 bags of Haribo gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are the elite gummies.
These are the elite of the elite. And I know who's going to chop this with me. His name is Matt Valdez. And his move is to take his hand that probably has Old Bay still on it from the crabs and take a big fistful and stuff them in his mouth and chew them and get all the juices flowing from the gummies instead of eating one or two at a time.
Correct. I like to wad my mouth with gummies.
That's his move, yes. By the way, I think some of the contents of your guys' baskets, I had to help out because the person who was in charge is like, what are the guys like? What are their, candy likes. I said, well, EB likes Twinkies, so I believe it has Twinkies in it. Yeah. And I said, JP has a sweet tooth, so you can put whatever in there. And Jason, I wasn't sure. I was like, he drinks water all the time. I don't know what to put in his.
No. Bianca texted me. She goes, what's your favorite candy? I said, Almond Joy. So some Almond Joy.
Well, Cakes is offended
your
by that.
He hates
coconut. It's either this or Reese's peanut butter or cups. Reese's cups.
Okay, well, it should be Reese's peanut
I know,
butter
but I don't know. I just said Almond Joys because I do love Almond Joys.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Right.
Here's what I
How
never.
How do you not like Almond Joys?
Because I don't like coconut. Coconut to me is massively overrated.
I love it.
I'll never drink a pina colada. The coconut's not my
thing.
Pina
coladas are muddy.
Coconut cream pie? No, thank you. No coconut. I'm out on coconut.
All right, we'll agree to disagree.
Anyway, thank you to PenFed Credit Union for the candy.
So many gummies.
Jason's going to be passing out Almond Joys for Halloween.
I mean, I'm going to have a few of them, but yes, I will pass some of them out. I'm not going to eat four bags worth.
That might be the biggest squeaker thing ever done.
What?
Is that instead of going to Harris Teeter and buying Halloween candy for all the kiddies, come to the house, you're using the PenFed free candy.
Right. Well, I mean, we're going to have to get more than this, so we'll have to buy some. But, yeah, a lot of this will be.
I can't believe
it.
What do you mean you can't believe it? Of course you can believe it.
8 bags of Haribo sillies over here, Valdez. 8!
He's not going to eat all of them. You're going to be giving those out, too.
Valdez is not going to eat all of these.
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding me?
No chance.
It would be diabetic by Christmas.
Fantastic. I can't wait for that to happen.
All right, let's open up the Junkies sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell federal partner.
I was thinking about this driving in. I think all of us watched different things last night because there was a lot to watch.
Oh, you're probably correct.
Because you had a doubleheader in playoff baseball.
Yeah.
5 and 8 o'clock. You had the Caps playing.
Well, that's
their third
that's
game.
That's a whole thing.
The third
Caps
game or
thing
game.
I want to talk about.
Caps are on ESPN Plus.
That's like, weird. They're going down a DC United Highway.
I don't understand that either.
Now, I did check their upcoming schedule. I think through all of November, it appears that their games were back on NBC Sports Washington.
I mean, I know the majority will be.
Yeah.
And I know that there are, you know, random games sometimes that are on like CBS Sports, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they're, you know, they're on NBC. It's kind of difficult.
Well, they couldn't.
But ESPN Plus is a new wrinkle.
They couldn't bring, wrinkle.
Which
they
could, I have.
They couldn't bring themselves to show the Caps when they had to show the replay of the Junks.
That's right. The replay of the Junks was on.
So they had to show
us. We preempted.
We did. I got a text from Cowboy Ties. Like, where's the Caps game?
So did I. I was getting
so
text.
Hold on. It was on ESPN Plus
yes.
last night.
Yeah. In other words, it was on a streaming only platform.
And remember, their opener was on TNT.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because TNT's got
where Wayne Gretzky wouldn't stop talking in the upper box.
Right. And they brought Barkley in to take shots from Gretzky.
Right.
Gretzky was hitting slap shots into Barkley. That was the opener.
They're doing a ton of bits.
A lot of bits. All right. So ESPN Plus last night. All right.
Correct.
And then you had the NBA. I figured that's what JP's watching. So I figured we were all just watching different things last night.
Yes.
I was watching baseball. You were watching. I don't know what you were watching.
I might have watched a little bit of The Bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
I actually don't think, I'll be honest with you, by once 8 p.m. came on, I don't think I watched any sports.
Oh, really?
I know. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So I guess we'll start with the Caps. They beat the Avalanche last night 6-3.
They did this one. They just gave him a smack.
I was reading this morning that
Koozie scored twice.
Yeah, he's praising Koozie. Said Koozie looked great in the summer.
Well, remember, we did criticize Koozie a lot last year.
He also turned the puck over, which led to a Lanch goal, which was
correct.
But then he
responded.
Redeemed himself.
I was reading like the quotes on NBCSportsWashington.com from the players and said Koozie's just somebody that needs the puck.
Yeah.
And I guess he had the puck a lot.
Especially when, you know, Nicholas Backstrom sidelined for at least the first 10 games. You need offense from elsewhere. And you'd love to see Koozie potting it twice in one game.
Well, he led the team in shots. He had 7 shots, scored twice last night. Mantha scored.
I believe that was his 100th career goal.
Was it?
Ovi
scored again.
That's number 734.
Was that an empty netter?
Empty netter, yeah.
Okay, so that's his fourth.
Still counts.
Yeah, I know. That's his fourth this year. Nick Dowd scored, and I think Jensen scored. So they just put up a bunch of them. 6-3 final.
2-0-1 start, right?
Yes, correct.
2-0-1 start.
Not bad.
They trail the Pens, who are 2-0-2 by 1 point in the standings.
And then
we're looking at the standings 3 games in. What are we doing?
4 for the Pens.
Yeah, that's true.
They got a game in hand.
Because every game counts.
That is true.
I don't know when they play next.
They're at the Devils, I think, Thursday night.
And that'll
first
be on,
road trip.
That'll be on NBC Sports Washington?
It will.
All right, sweet. All right, and then you also had the opener of the NBA season, and I figured JP probably watched both games and the press conferences.
You'd figure wrong.
The Lakers and Golden State was the second game, the late game, and I think that Curry had a trip dub. Didn't shoot the ball great. He was 5-for-21, only hit 2 threes, but he had 10 boards and 10 dimes.
20-10-10.
Yep, he had.
I looked at the box scores, my friend. That's all I saw. I checked in. I think late at night.
Box score breakdown.
Yeah, well, they won by 7. Lakers were a 3-point favorite. I took the Lakers, laying the 3, but I also took the over, and I hit that. But for the Lakers, it was all Davis and LeBron. They combined for 67. They didn't get much else. Westbrook had a terrible game. Mm. Yeah, he was 4
we're
for 13.
We're going to see if he's a fit. A lot of people wondered if he's going to
fit
in the offense. It takes
guys.
A while.
Yeah. Usually takes
but LeBron
a while.
Is essentially a point forward, point mm-hmm. guard. Mm-hmm. And so Westbrook's going to be off the ball a lot, which that's not his game.
Yeah.
Well,
LeBron wanted Westbrook.
The basket.
LeBron orchestrated that deal. He wanted Westbrook.
So he wanted a guy who's going to shoot 4-for-13 and shoot them right out
of games?
I don't
know, but he wanted him. And he knows that Westbrook needs the ball in his hands. Yeah. So let's see how that changes over the
They'll
course
figure
of the
it
season.
Out.
Yeah, I would think. And then the Bucks got their rings. Of course, they're world champions.
You saw the big story with the rings, right?
I did not.
So the rings are, I think it's the first time where you can actually twist off the top and turn it into a pendant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys actually saw them. They're pretty badass.
I'm sure they are.
And you twist it off, and then these guys can wear it when they go to the club or whatever.
Well, when the Wizards win an NBA championship, they'll give us rings.
Oh, yeah,
and
ring slash pendant combo.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll start watching.
Although the radio home is our sister station, Sports Talk 980.
Oh, yeah, maybe we will. Yeah.
Kevin Sheehan will get it.
Yeah, they'll get it. We'll get it.
All right.
The Rooster, Pete Medhurst.
Or I should say 980 the Team. I think Sports Talk 980 is what they used to call it 20 years ago.
I don't even know what they call it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
The Team 980.
Are you sure?
99% sure it's the Team 980.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Bucks beat the Nets 127-104, so they took care of the Bees.
Oh, that's a big old cover.
And Harden didn't shoot well. I have Harden in a fantasy league. It was an auto. For some reason, there was a glitch, an internet glitch for the first round, and I got an auto pick, and I got Harden. Okay. I was salty.
Who would you have taken?
Not Harden.
I would have taken Giannis, or I would have taken Luka, or anybody else in Harden, because Harden's going to get hurt. He just will.
Yeah. He'll take games off. He'll have a slight hamstring pull, miss 10 games.
I just didn't want. I would have taken Durant. I would have taken someone else than Harden.
Yeah, but he stuffs the fantasy stat sheet.
Well, I mean, he does not like those other guys.
I believe in the same draft, or maybe it was different. I got the first pick, and I took Joker.
It was a different draft. Yeah. Okay. But I got Luka in that draft that we were in last night.
Gotcha.
So Durant had 32 last night. Harden did have 20, but he was 6 for 16. He had 8 boards and 8 assists, but they got pummeled.
By the way, that second league that we talked about, the one where I had Joker.
Giannis had 32.
It's a revelation. It only counts points, rebounds, and assists. It doesn't penalize you for if your guy's a bad shooter. Or, God forbid, if your guy turns the ball over.
Oh, so you don't mind having a chucker?
No, I don't care. Because it's only a 3-category league.
Right.
I care about points, rebounds, assists.
Pat Connaughton off the bench for the Bucks had 20. He's such an interesting story. Of course, he's from Boston. He went to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
He was
a baseball player.
He was kind of under-recruited. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Rod Belanis, who was the assistant at the time at Notre Dame under Mike Bray, saw him at a camp and said, Mike, you got to look at this kid.
Oh, he discovered him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. That should be a bonus in his pocket.
He said, come see this kid play. 6'5", athletic as hell.
Yeah.
Can shoot it.
Hey, he was in the dunk contest.
Mike said, he went up and saw him and said, you know what? You're right. Let's get this kid. Right. Anyway, so he played 4 years. I think they ended up going to the... Did they go to the Elite Eight with Connaughton and Grant? I thought they did, but I could be wrong. But anyway, so he's also a great baseball player. He's a pitcher. Mm-hmm. The Orioles drafted him. I think the Orioles drafted
him pretty high.
I think, and they still have his rights. Mm-hmm. In fact, Connaughton still wants to play baseball after his
when
NBA career.
He wants to play for the Orioles?
He wants to play somewhere. And I think the Orioles still have his rights. They haven't dropped him.
How old is he now? About 27, 28?
Probably.
So maybe when he's like 32, he can try to come back.
Look that up, Valdez. I think the Orioles drafted him.
Could you imagine getting paid dumb guaranteed money and then going into baseball and getting paid just double dipping?
Yeah.
And getting paid crazy baseball money too?
Well, he still wants to play, so we'll see what happens. But he's a baller off the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good off the bench.
Mm-hmm. Cakes does the from Boston still make you laugh?
From Boston. Of course it does. It'll make me laugh every single time. The Sam Adams bit.
All right, so speaking of Boston, they had game 4 last night at Fenway against Houston. Got off to a good start. They were up 2-1. First of all, Bregman hit a home run early in the game to give the Astros 1-0 lead. Then Bogaerts just hit a bomb. The ball was 4 miles in the air.
And you woke up at 3:30 to watch this?
I watched the Dodgers-Braves all live because that started at 5.
Right.
And then I watched. I couldn't stay up, so I just DVR'd the Boston game. Got up at 3:30 and watched most of it.
During the at-bats, when you're watching on replay, it's 4:15 in the morning, let's say.
Yeah.
You have to have it on fast-forward, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much time in between pitches.
Oh, yeah. Fast-forward on the second setting, fast-forward on number 2.
Right.
And I just watch the box score.
Double
and
speed.
And if someone reaches base, then I'll stop it and watch it in regular speed.
Sounds freaking horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Plus the fact you're doing it at 3:30 in the morning.
Well, it's killing me. Drabby, these games are killing me. You know that, right?
Well, you go to bed. So
I do. I go to bed.
What does it matter?
I can't stay up till 12:30.
You weren't going to stay up till 11.
Oh, no chance.
10:30.
I couldn't physically do it. I'd have to be on cocaine to stay up till 11.
Hey, just make sure you stay up for the whole Wiz game tonight. Yeah, Wiz, right. Raptors. It's a big one.
I mean, I don't even know what time the Astros. It had to have ended at 12.
Click on the game cast. It'll usually tell you the last game.
I'm guessing.
Was Dusty able to stay awake in the dugout?
Yeah. Dusty's got the series evened up.
Good for Dusty.
2-2.
So it was 2. Then Altuve hit a bomb solo shot in the 8th, tie it, and then they tacked on 7 in the 9th, so they win 9-2. So game 5 today at 5 o'clock. It'll be Valdez against Chris Sale. Valdez is going to pitch.
Well, all the anti-Dusty people give him his due if they win the World Series.
Oh, yeah. I think
there's a bunch of them that work here.
I think you have to.
Hated Dusty.
Look, he's a bit of a dinosaur. That's fine. But if he wins the World Series, you have to give him the old hat tip.
You can't, 100%.
You can't just keep saying Dusty, you know, like, wears his guys out. The pitcher's arms are going to fall off.
Yeah.
Never heard of analytics like David Culley with the Houston Texans, that whole thing. But if he wins the whole thing, you got to give him his props.
He's had a lot of success in a lot of different places.
Sure.
Hasn't won the big one, but hard to win the big one.
Well, he wins divisions.
Right.
Five different teams.
Do we want Astros versus Dodgers?
No.
I mean, I know Jason doesn't.
No.
But don't they hate each other?
Yeah, everyone hates the Astros.
No, but remember Joe Kelly went making all the sad faces he walked off the mound?
Yep.
There's all that drama between them.
Yeah. That would be interesting, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to see the
Sox. Because on the other side, I'm kind of rooting for Max and Trey.
I mean, nobody wants to see the Braves.
No. You're correct on that.
Well, the Braves went up 5-2 in that game against the Dodgers. Of course, the Dodgers needed it because they were down 2-0. Bellinger hit a ball that was up over his head. Fastball over his head. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he tomahawked it out to tie it in the eighth, and then they scored in the ninth. So
that series has had
three. They tacked another one on in the eighth in the 6-5.
That series, I believe, has had three walk-offs.
Yeah, but last night wasn't a walk-off.
I thought they won it in the ninth.
No, Dodgers took a 6-5 lead, I think, in the eighth, and then Kenley Jansen got the save. So 6-5 there. It's 2-1 there and 2-2 in the Astros-Sox series. And then you've got Game 5, Boston-Houston today at 5. Game 4, Dodgers-Braves at 8.
Are people still just yelling insults and epithets at A-Rod in Boston? Is that still happening?
I mean, I watched a little bit of it, but I'm sure they are. And then one NFL note, the Cleveland Browns are in some trouble.
They are,
because Mayfield's got that labrum issue. They're supposed to play tomorrow night against Denver.
It's his left shoulder.
Yeah, it's fine, but it's still bothering him. Sure. Because on Sunday, he had to go into the tent. I don't know if you saw that. He's banged up.
No Nick Chubb.
Chubb's out for tomorrow.
Hunt's out.
Hunt's out 4 weeks.
You better go pick up Dearness Johnson with the quickness off the waiver wire, Rickies.
I got him in one league, but they're in trouble. They're in trouble.
And they're 500 right now.
With their top two backs out, and Mayfield can't throw.
Von Miller from the Broncos, maybe not. He's like, I'm going to kill the guy I'm going up against. Just let
the nameless guy.
Just to let everybody know, I'm going to kill this person.
Hey, did you guys see some of the quotes yesterday about that game? It was very pleasing to me.
I did not.
Because Vic Fangio was doing his presser, and you know how much I love Vic Fangio.
Yes, I do know, yes.
Well, I think John Harbaugh broke him because it's 3 weeks after the game, and he's still talking about
it. Oh, he is? He can't get past it?
He can't get past
it. That's hilarious.
I find it hysterical.
What did he say?
He said the Browns fans are knowledgeable, and the organization's classy, unlike the one that was here before.
Oh, man. Mm. You know what? Now I hope the Browns beat them 41-3.
That's going to be
impossible.
It's impossible.
Well, no. Vic Fangio is on his job interview, seeing if he can land a spot in Cleveland after he gets fired.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah, well.
At one point, you were rooting for that guy, Valdez.
Well, he was an ex-Ravens guy,
he's no longer part of the Ravens.
That was his boy. That was his boy.
He's not in the Ravens flock
anymore. He's not in the Ravens flock
gone.
Any longer.
Yeah, he's gone.
No love for him.
Yeah, that relationship is fractured.
But I find it funny that it's 3 weeks and he's the only person thinking about it still.
I hope Denver's getting just dump trucked and that Cleveland just runs the ball into the end zone if they're up 30 at the end. Just to tilt Vic Fangio.
That'd be funny.
Praying that happens.
And and real quick, the Wizards opener tonight in Toronto.
What are the numbers?
Toronto lays 3. I'm not sure what the total is.
Case feels disrespectful.
Maybe the 220s?
Might be a tingle. There might be a tingle du jour play.
Season win total
point.
For the Wizards, 34.5. There you go.
I don't usually like unders, but the under is kind of screaming at me.
Even though earlier you thought the over-under was in the 40s?
I had faulty information. But yeah, I would probably take the under on 34.5.
Remember, 6:30 tonight, we're doing the Facebook Live, brought to you by PenFed. So hopefully you can join us, facebook.com/thejunks, as we do the Facebook Live. Coming up at 6:30 tonight. Remember, 7 o'clock, we hit the skins, give you the latest on the Washington football team. In uniform or not, You can apply today at PennFed.org. They're sponsoring our Facebook Live session 6:30 tonight. Facebook.com/TheJunks is where you'll find us doing a little season preview as the Wizards tip off tonight against the Raptors. So Nokia's come out with, on the 20th anniversary of what they now call their brick phone, the classic 6310 phone, they've come out with an updated version.
Okay.
And the question is anybody going to want it? It's the 6310 brick phone, as it's been described.
By who? Who has it?
Nokia.
Nokia.
The reason why I wouldn't want it right off the bat is it appears, and I could be wrong, that you're going to have to text doing the old school method of, remember, like, you had to put in C.
Why would they put the silly keyboard there? Just put the silly keyboard or the slide. I used to think that thing was silly, where the sliding keyboard.
I never had one with a sliding keyboard.
I mean, why would they do that?
I thought it was baller.
Yeah. Why would you do that? Listen, I think we've all gotten used to texting, obviously, on glass, but it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it does suck.
Why? Because it's just...
It's just...
My thumbs are so big.
My thumbs are hurting. And I mean, how many times
I just misspell things and I got to go to autocorrect.
Right. All the time.
Now, the advantage of this phone is it apparently can survive 3 weeks without having to charge it.
Well, there's something to be said for that.
That is a cool feature.
There's something to be said for that. I can't tell you how many times... I mean, the phone scam is one of the biggest scams. It's like everyone addicted to coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, my kids all, you know, they drop their phones, they break their phones, they want the new upgrades. Everyone's constantly getting new phones. Right. I mean, it's never
just
ending.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's never ending. The phone scam, the way we're so addicted, and I am as addicted as anyone, admittedly, but I'm not in a constant upgrade mode.
My phone's in a constant downgrade.
You guys also. Yeah, you guys don't upgrade either.
This thing's just beat up.
I mean, I did upgrade my buddy from Sony reached out, but that was like almost two years ago now.
Do you like that phone?
I do, but I mean... Truth be told,
I do need a new phone. Big time.
Yours is like 7 or 8 years old.
It's the S8 Samsung. I don't even know when that came out.
Yeah. But
was it 5 years ago?
Probably. I would guess.
It's on its last
life. So what is the advantage of the Nokia brick phone again? So it's the battery life, essentially?
Just because it's old school.
So it's not thin, right?
No.
There's a nostalgia appeal.
Yeah, it's just because it's old school.
Uh-huh. No, I don't want to hit the button three times.
But if you have to text the letter C, you got to hit it three times on the first button.
Plus
the screen
What
blows.
About these phones that are folding now?
That screen blows for surfing the web, which is what everybody does.
Folding phone, gimmick, it's a giant gimmick.
I'll never forget the first time that I saw an iPhone. Yeah. I was with EB, actually.
Okay. Where
were we? We went to a Ravens game.
Okay.
All right.
You're trying to indoctrinate him?
Yeah. We went to a Ravens game.
Is that when we did the pregame shtick?
Yeah.
With my friends?
Yeah, your friends were at the game.
We're doing a charity thing or something.
Yeah, and then you got invited. Then you told me to come along.
Yeah,
so I said, okay.
I need a wingman.
Yeah, and then his friend brought out the iPhone. And says, look what I got.
So this is like 2007, 2008. Yeah.
And roughly. So Eric puts in his big hand and is pushing all the buttons. He goes, this thing will never last. You never can press the buttons.
I have no recollection of it.
You know, I remember it vividly. Yeah. You had that brick iPhone in your hand. You couldn't figure it out.
So
and you said,
Baba Booey said, the iPad's a fad for Apple. Yeah,
you said, there's no real buttons on this. This thing will never take off.
Right.
I'll never forget it.
I don't doubt it. My first memory of the iPhone is actually with like Oscar. I feel like Oscar was one of the first guys.
He was always into the trending products.
I think Oscar had the first iPhone that came out on the first day.
Right.
Yeah. So I remember that.
I got a friend who does that too. I mean, it is a scam, but my friend Eric, he gets it first day every time.
Like he doesn't wait in lines though. Like he'll go to the store and wait in
lines. Nah, he's one of these guys that like the new Tesla, the new whatever, he's always going to have it the first day.
Yeah.
I still maintain that Steve Jobs, when he donked off, you know, which is terrible. Their innovations have been few and far between since. Like, pretty much now.
Although the watch, I think, is stuck better than what I expected.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the elevator the other day when I was in Boston, which, by the way, I haven't even talked about this. I stayed in the Seaport District in an awesome hotel. It was just a Hyatt place, but it was, you know, modern, brand
new. I love Hyatt places.
Hyatt places are pretty nice.
There's one in Blacksburg I love.
You know, I mean, it's not like the Four Seasons, but I mean, no, for, you know, for a budget hotel,
yeah,
it's
pretty
nice. Yeah,
but it's not nice. $500 a night either.
No.
Yeah.
So, and it's right there in the Seaport District. But anyway.
Well, it's more than $500 a night if you go for the Tech Notre Dame game.
Yeah, right. Sure it is.
But anyway, I was in an elevator. Was like there was a wedding there,
okay,
and it's right on the water. A ton of old people there, and I mean, there was this lady. She must have been 85. She had an iWatch or whatever you call it,
Apple Watch. Nice.
And I was like, damn, that's pretty impressive. You know what I mean? For like like 85,
it says,
and
your pulse is zero.
I mean, that's pretty impressive that she's rocking that,
sure,
and I assume she knows how to use it.
Yeah.
And she's got it synced up with everything. I mean, the iWatch has, what do you call it, Apple Watch?
An Apple Watch.
No one calls it the iWatch.
Nobody.
You're the only person that calls it an iWatch.
The Apple Watch, because I'm out on Apple. I hate Apple. The Apple Watch has ways... survived longer than I ever thought it would.
I've never understood, why do you hate Apple? Is it because of the charger?
I hate Apple for a lot of reasons, mostly because they overprice for everything. And
then
just
things break, and then you have to order new stuff.
It's just a big scam. I mean, it's like Starbucks. They get you addicted to the proprietary nature of it is what I hate. So, yeah, if you need a charger, it's $85.
Well, how much is it comparatively for your Samsung?
You could, I don't know, $10.
$10.
You buy any USB charger or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just, they have their own, God bless them. It's capitalism, but I choose to avoid it if
I know,
I can.
But you seem to have a venom. Like, there are other brands that do the same thing.
I don't, they're
luxury cars.
It's a cult.
Luxury cars are very similar to other cars. Some of them, in fact, are the same. They just slap a different name on it, and it's $20,000 more.
Yeah, it's just a cult. They have you locked in. It's like a cult thing. And once you're in that Apple ecosystem, you have to have the iPad. You have to have the iWatch or Apple Watch. You have to have,
you don't have to. I mean, I have Apple phone. I have Garmin for my watch.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Well, you're also a weirdo. Like, you're a little bit, you know, you're not like...
not in sync.
Yeah, you're also... Yeah.
That could be
fall into the cult.
That could be changing, though, because I saw in Europe, I guess maybe the European Union, is forcing Apple to...
I mean, they're a huge, giant monopoly on some level.
Have all USB-C charging ports.
Apple. Yeah.
Like, you can't sell an iPhone in Europe anymore with the Lightning.
It's just a scam. They get you sucked in. It's a great business model, I guess, but I don't like to participate in it. And believe me, my house is full of apples.
Can you imagine telling your kids, yeah, I'm going to take your iPhones away, and you're going to get the Nokia? You're going to get the Nokia.
I'm going
to give you this brick phone.
Here, you're going to take this brick.
They would leave the house.
How do I put in the letter F?
Your children would probably run away from you.
They would be so stumped how to get the letter F.
They wouldn't have a clue.
No, I think my children would run away. Like, I do.
They would rebel.
Well, my two older, I mean, they're adults, but I mean, my youngest, I mean, oh my God, she'd have anxiety.
My son still has the iPhone 5
in her social circles.
Yeah, I mean, she sit there lays in bed on the phone.
They talk smack with people with green text messaging.
Yeah.
So when my text comes up as green because I'm a Sony guy.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't even know what it looks like when I send you stuff.
Yeah. So like Jason everyone but JP comes up green on my iPhone.
And so people sneer at it.
And so you know, when you're younger, they look down on you.
Yeah.
If you have green.
There's a lot of that sobering. That is a real
thing. You don't have
thing.
Blue, people just, they think you are,
you're
nubs. Poor. They think you're poor.
But getting back to my point on Apple, like when Steve Jobs was there, I mean, that guy was, they were coming out with innovative, they also had that guy, was it Johnny Isaacs or whatever the guy's name was, their designer.
Iovine, is that his name?
No, or? that's Iovine is Dr. Dre.
That's like the Beats guy.
No, it was like Johnny Isaacs or something, whatever. He was their designer, and they were designing new products all the time. Now all they do is they just make things thinner.
I thought you got size for the AirPods. You're always talking about the AirPods.
No, I'm not. I bought knockoff AirPods. I have a bunch of knockoffs. I have a bunch of knockoffs. I hate that they charge $200 for something I can get for $20.
Just like cell phone technology, the wireless earbuds, they're hurting. They cut in and out. They're
Bluetooth
terrible.
Bluetooth technology is nubs.
It's the worst.
Bluetooth is very nubby.
We're just railing against technology. Old curmudgeons.
It is.
I just remember you doing the Pimp My Ride and getting your first taste of Bluetooth in the car.
Yeah, that was fun.
Was that a guy, the cue ball?
Cue ball.
Cue ball.
Cue ball.
Well, who's going to buy the Nokia, these Nokia phones?
I mean, I know
they're cheaper. They're like $70.
I don't think anybody will buy it because...
Who's going to buy those?
You can't use for what people use phones for today. People use phones today to buy Bitcoin. They use phones today to go
Yeah, how are you supposed to take a picture of your hog with that phone?
It's difficult. They're making it difficult on you. You can't make sex videos.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll give you the latest on the Washington football team as we hit the skins here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.